Welcome to another edition of The Broadcast. I'm Vicky Barcelona, and with me, as always, is Sarah.
Oh, hey.
Sarah, before we get into what we're going to get into today,
Yes. What
is our contact info?
Well, we have an Instagram. It's thebroadcast999. You can call or text us at 253-778-6029, or you can email us at thebroadcast999@gmail.com.
And we actually did get a text message.
Oh.
From the Frosty One.
The Frosty One.
Because last week we were talking about how he's really lucky. They have two TVs in their living room because they both play video games and
Yes. Watch
TV, but they tend to like different things.
Him and his girly.
Mm-hmm. And so he actually sent us a picture of their setup. And with all the Funko Pops and all the nerdy things, it is
amazing.
Fantabulous.
It's
ridiculous. In a good way.
Oh, that's great. Right side by side.
Yeah, it is the nerd cave. I love it. I love all your Funkos.
I love it too.
And he said, here's the two TV setup I mentioned. And hey, Vicky, have you ever listened to September Morning? As in M-O-U-R-N-I-N-G.
Mm-hmm.
They remind me a bit of, like, in this moment, very theatrical. They even have a comic book. Another you might like is Infected Rain. I feel like I've heard of both of these, but I couldn't tell you the music, so I'll definitely put that on my playlist
for
on the drive home. And there are always those questions or topics about who are your favorite superheroes, but I am curious, who are your top five supervillains? I'm hoping that an X-Men villain makes the cut. Mine are Apocalypse, Mr. Sinister, Carnage, Hobgoblin, and Mysterio. And thank you both again for all you do. I look forward to your podcast every week.
Supervillains.
And you're like a nerd by proxy with, like, you dabble in nerddom?
I dabble, yes. Dabble is a great word for
it.
I watched the things, and I usually enjoy all of the things, but then I don't really retain any of the information.
You're not, you're a fan of things nerdy, but you're not, like, a super fan.
Correct, yes.
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 You're not obsessive about it.
Yes, and if you told me, like, oh, remember in this episode, or remember in that one movie, I probably won't remember.
That is fair.
But that's just, like, me in general. Like, I don't retain movies or shows very well.
Even ones you like.
Yes, except for The Notebook. That's an exception.
Yeah, everyone has their one. But what would you say your favorite supervillains are?
Okay, so it has to be, like, from the superhero world, right? Okay.
And I mean, if you can't think of any, I'll let you go, like, a Doctor Who world, too. Like, any kind of nerdy world for you.
I mean, the first villain I can think of would be the Joker,
mm-hmm.
right?
Do you really like the Joker?
I don't really like him.
Well, then he's not one of your favorites.
I don't really think I really like any. The only, like, maybe because I'm so, like, nice people. I don't know, actually.
I think you would like Harley Quinn, not necessarily from the movies, even though the new movie that came out, the Harley Quinn movie, was really fun. And if you get a chance, you should watch it.
Okay.
Because it's fun.
Yeah. See, I've never seen her movies, I don't think.
She was in Suicide Squad. Margot Robbie played her.
I don't think I saw that.
Yeah, it's fine. You can skip it.
Yeah, I heard it was, like, really not great.
Right. But actually, Birds of Prey, that movie that came out, I think it's, like, on demand and stuff, like, for rentals.
Okay.
Like, that one's fun. It's a lot of fun. Harley Quinn is just a, like, total mess of a person.
Badass.
And she's a badass. Like, she's an actual doctor. She was a therapist,
Ooh.
Like a psychologist or whatever.
And then she turns crazy.
And then she turns crazy.
Sounds like my kind of girl.
But it's funny because there's times where she's being all crazy and she's like, you're lying because your people, you know, your voice got higher a couple, you know, when she starts explaining
knows.
It.
Yep. Yeah.
Or she'll be drunk and messing with people, and then she's like, let me explain to you what is wrong with you, and she starts going down this, like, psychological list,
and they're like, oh no, she knows me now,
even though she's, like, this mess of a human being just drinking and doing drugs at a club.
I feel like that's probably a lot of, like, therapists in their real life.
But
wait, what about the guy Star Wars that stabbed whoever? That was badass.
Oh, Kylo Ren?
Yes.
When he stabs his dad. Yes.
Yes. Probably. Is he considered a villain?
Because you're not in the superhero world, you dabble, I'm going to count it for you. So any nerdy.
Oh, okay. Well,
yeah, any nerdy villain. So he is a villain.
Okay.
Have you seen the last movie?
Oh, yes. That was the one where they, like, dubbed the...
I was going to say, spoiler, if you haven't seen the last
Seen the last Star Wars movie, and I have, you are not
right.
a fan, okay?
Exactly.
It's been out for...
And it's on Disney Plus now, as of Monday.
Okay, yeah, you really have no excuse.
Right.
I've even seen it.
But it's the one where she becomes Rey Skywalker.
Oh, right, and then it was...
And then he kind of disappears.
It was the one where that girl died. I'm blanking on her name. Who's famous?
Oh, Carrie Fisher.
Dude, that movie was terrible. I like seeing them. Like, I feel like it's, like, 2.5, sometimes even longer. Like, someone who's not like a super fan, I still think it's actually really entertaining and the action. And I'm like, oh, okay, this was a good, I might not remember it. It might not be my favorite, but that one I legit fell asleep in. It was so, I really didn't like it. And it was very, very awkward.
If you want to like to feel better about life after watching that, just watch any interview or find stuff with Carrie Fisher, because, you know, you think of her of just as Princess Leia, and she had a really tough life.
Yeah.
And with drugs and all these different things. But she was one badass lady. So yeah, if you can read all these stories and stuff and videos, she is hilarious.
Well, and I had kind of forgot that, I mean, I remember it had happened, but I didn't put together that this was the movie. Mm-hmm. So the entire time I was like, is that her? Was she the one that died? And like, because it was just painfully awkward for me. Like any interaction with her, I was like, oh my God, this is so bad. And I was like, yeah, that's got to be the person who passed, because this just, they're trying way too hard to fit her in. But yeah.
See, the thing is, I feel like when it comes to Star Wars, there is no winning ever.
Oh, no. But I'm not even a fan. And I I mean, I am, but not. But I was like.
But you know that if they didn't do that, people are like, why didn't you honor Carrie Fisher?
Oh, yeah. You can never win. Yeah.
I don't fault them. Like, I don't be like, Star Wars is ruined. I don't care. Like, I like Star Wars, but I'm not like a super nerd about Star Wars.
Yeah. So who's your favorite villain?
If we're thinking X-Men, because he wanted an X-Men one, I really love Magneto because he has such a very complex life. Like, he, you know who Magneto is, right?
And
you've seen the movies. So he actually was a child in the Holocaust. He's Jewish and he was in concentration camps. Jesus. And that's why, like, when he actually becomes this powerful mutant, he hates humans because he sees everything that's going on with mutants happening again. Like, the whole, with the Holocaust and in the movies and in the comics and everything, everyone wants to round up the mutants. They want to ban them or put them in jail or whatever. And he's like, this has already happened. Humans are the worst. So I'm going to just build my own utopia and screw all them.
Dude, nice.
So he's actually pretty complex. Like, he's got a really good reason to be a bad guy.
Okay.
So, like, I get him.
Sounds dope.
Even though, like, he's kind of like Killmonger. You saw Black Panther, right?
No.
Oh, Michael. What is it? Michael B. Jordan?
Oh.
Girl.
Wakanda?
Like,
Yes, I saw that.
I was like, if you didn't see that, girl, you got to watch it just for him. He is fine.
So shirtless. Oh, so sweaty.
Fine. But like a lot of people said, well, you know, he was the bad guy, but, you know, he made a lot of good points.
Okay.
So it's like he wasn't wrong. It was just the way he was going about
it. See, I feel like a lot of bad guys are, there's like some, like, are you fully bad?
Right.
You know, like, well, like, even it makes sense why you're like this, but you're still an a-hole.
Do you like animated shows?
No.
Oh, so they have, I might have mentioned this last week, Harley Quinn has an animated show on the DC Universe app.
Oh.
And it's, like, for adults, it's not for kids. And because it's
a little risque.
Hayley Cuoco does the voice, and it's so funny to hear her swear.
Because she's so used to being, like, a nerd.
Right, or just hanging out with nerds, but, like, there's still some words they don't drop, like, one of the guy villains drops the C word and he is vilified even by the villains. They're like, we're not going to have you in our group if you're going to be using that word. It is freaking hilarious.
That word's too far for us even.
But she's best friends with Poison Ivy, and Poison Ivy's like, I'm not a villain. Like, I'm technically a, she's not a terrorist, but she's like, I'm a good guy because I'm trying to save the planet.
Yeah.
Like, she knows she's not a good guy, but she doesn't consider herself like a villain either. But even though she'll sit there and start pouring acid on the faces of all these big, you know.
But they deserved it, right?
Yeah, people that destroy the rainforest, kind of corporations and stuff. She's like, whatever.
Yeah.
So I think it's funny, like, they all have causes, and some of them are like Joker. They just want to see the world burn.
Yeah.
But I'm like, Joker is fun to see the different iterations.
He's like, creepy.
Well, like, even the Lego Batman movie was a lot of fun.
It was a lot of fun.
So I like that whole take, like, I just want to be your friend. Like,
yeah. I am Batman.
Oh God. And then freaking Will Arnett as Batman in that movie is fantastic too. But
so who's your favorite out of any villain you could choose from?
It's funny because I think I lean towards guys that, like, fall in both categories, that, like, are sometimes the villain and sometimes the good guy, which would be, like, a Catwoman, for example, or Loki. Like, I love Loki.
Oh, Loki's considered evil.
Yeah, because he's done a lot of bad stuff. Like, he was the one in the first Avengers movie. It was his fault that all went down.
I know, but then they, like, kind of became, like, good and then evil again. And then I was like, I don't understand, but Thor, you're so sexy, I don't even care.
Right. But I hate the way they turned his hair. It got real greasy towards the end, but I really, like, even in the first movie, I'm like, I'm obsessed with Loki. He's so cool.
Really? Do you think he's hot?
Tom Hiddleston? Yeah. Might be the accent.
I don't.
There's a video of him dancing in gray sweatpants, and you can tell he's not wearing underwear. And I was like, oh, is this how guys feel?
Does he have quite the... Dude, I swear, though, any guy who wears especially gray sweatpants...
Yes.
Like...
You could see stuffs.
Oh, you can see all the outlines.
Yeah. But he's just... Even in other movies and stuff, he's just so damn sexy. So oh, yeah. I think he really helped make Loki the badass and, like, sexy, like, love of everybody.
He looks pretty cute. Do you know who I was thinking you were thinking of? Mm. Wait, is this the guy who I'm thinking of? The one who's Thor's, like, brother?
Yeah.
Loki. You think he's hot? Oh, my God. He looks so weird.
So what?
So weird. I've always thought he looked so weird. And then he was in...
He's really good at looking... Well, as Loki, because he has this Weasley look to him, especially with the slick back hair. And I think it's just because he's got the jawbone or the... What's it called? The cheekbone situation going on. But he actually auditioned originally for Thor. It's weird to see the audition tapes.
That is so... I'm so glad that he didn't...
Yeah. I think because he doesn't have naturally black hair.
Oh, and they dye it. Yeah, I guess, dude, he looks so... I'm just Google imaging him, and he looks so different with long hair. Like, two different people. I think he was in, like, a Netflix film with... it's called, like, Marriage or something.
Maybe. I don't know.
But... And I just, like, couldn't get him as Loki out of my mind. It was... You know what I mean? When you know someone, like, plays one character, and then you're like... I can't get... You just look like this superhero all the time now to me. I can't take you seriously anywhere else.
Like, I mean, in some occasions, Deadpool, like, he's an anti-hero. He's not a superhero, or he does good things, but he does them the bad way.
Okay.
So he's... I love Deadpool. Yeah, he does.
Yeah. I mean, and he, like, still hurts and kills people. Yeah. So...
Juggernaut, even though it was the worst performance in the third X-Men movie, it's like, I'm the Juggernaut, bitch. It was freaking hilarious. It was such a bad movie, but that line, and it's probably, it's gone down as one of the worst lines in, like, superhero movie history.
Really?
But it is hilarious to me. I think it's so funny. It's like, I'm the Juggernaut, bitch. but yeah, let us know what your guys' favorite supervillains are.
Yeah.
I can't even like think of any other ones right now. Well, the spot.
See, mine's not a supervillain, but my favorite villain, he's not a superhero, but for sure would be Chucky.
Oh, God, no.
I love Chucky so much.
If you want to get into comic books and you like horror, check out Hack Slash.
Ooh, Hack Slash. He makes an appearance. Good.
Yeah, it follows a girl named Cassie Hack, and she is a slasher. Or no, she kills slashers, excuse me.
Okay.
And what a slasher... Wait, no. No, she kills hackers. Sorry, wait, no. Cassie Hack, yes, slashers. I get them confused, sorry.
Well, it's like a tongue twister.
Yes. So what they are is somebody who died, but when they died, they died under extreme, like, anger or duress.
Okay.
But usually anger, and then they come back kind of like a zombie. But think of, like, Scooby-Doo villains, but real.
Ooh!
So, for example, the first slasher she ever, like, killed was her mom.
Oh.
Spoiler. Like, so her...
Yikes.
So she was picked on a lot in middle school.
Okay.
And so her mom started killing the kids that picked on her and started cooking them. She was a lunch lady.
That sounds normal. Yeah.
Right. She started cooking them into the food and they caught her and she killed herself by, like, dunking her head in, like, boiling oil or something.
Oh.
And so she comes back as kids keep dying and keep getting killed. And so she finds her and she's kind of like a weird, like, monster version of, like, the lunch lady killer.
Oh.
And so she has to kill her again, like, slash, you know, the slashers. Oh. They're called slashers. And...
Because she was still killing all the kids.
Mm-hmm. And technically, Chucky's a slasher. Like, people come back different.
That's so wild.
Right? And I think if you were going to read comic books and you like that horror vibe, and Chucky makes an appearance, what is his name? Pinhead? No.
Pinhead, yeah.
Yeah, him from... I'm forgetting the movie. Anyways. But yeah, he makes an appearance in the comics. There's a lot of that going on. I think she teams up with Ash from Evil Dead.
Oh, man.
So if you like gruesome... And she wears, like, the hottest goth, like... short outfits.
So you want to be her is pretty much what you're saying.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Maybe minus just the slashing part.
I would say minus all the mental health stuff she's got going on.
Other than that, yes.
But let's move on a little bit.
Okay.
So I don't really like actually, now that we're talking about horror movies, I do not like horror movies at all.
Because you get scared of them, because you have bad dreams about them.
Yeah, bad dreams. Like, I have very vivid imagination.
Okay.
Especially when I'm going to sleep.
Yeah.
For example, I've been watching Brooklyn Nine-Nine, and I had two nights ago, watched it before going to bed, go to bed, and I had a dream that I was, like, getting accused of something, and I had to solve the case. and bring down a murderer. And then I'm finding out these pieces, like this person like opened the wind door for like a plane and jumped out. And so we thought she had nothing to do with it. And then I look at her purse, she's connected to somebody else. I'm like, oh my God, this is the reason why she did it. And so I'm trying to find the murderer. And I woke up kind of stressed.
Yeah. Yeah. I would.
And this is Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
I would give you crap for that. But dude, I am the same way. I mean, even like watching like documentaries and like killers or like any of that craziness, I can't like go do that and then fall asleep. But even recently, I've been watching so many like Married at First Sight shows and stuff. And now I'm having like dreams and of like literally the other night, the people that were getting married were like going to like see like a counselor and work on their issues or whatever, and they were like going on like a retreat for it. And I had a dream that like my boyfriend and I went on some couples retreat, but then I ended up getting plastered, and like it's just like a retreat gone wrong,
and it's just stress.
Yeah, and so I woke up in the morning and I was like, oh, do I need to apologize for it? And I'm like, it's just a dream. It's like even it's like fine. Whatever. Sometimes right before I fall asleep too, then I dream about it. But like always, my dreams just don't turn out well.
Like, and I'll have like I'll wake up. If I remember my dream the next morning, I can pinpoint every single reason why, like, oh, this person showed up for like a second in my dream. Oh, because I was thinking about them, or I saw them post on Facebook, or why was this mentioned? And like, I can pinpoint throughout. Dang. It's all based on the last day or day and a half.
That's trippy.
It's weird. So I don't watch scary movies because I will dream about them, and I hate.
Hopefully you dream about this moment and my beautiful face. Hey, girl.
Yeah, hey.
A wink at you too in your dream. What's up?
But one of the things I've told myself I will never do again is go see a scary movie in theaters.
Really?
And I've done Evil Dead.
Okay.
Which, this was the scary version. It didn't have Ash in it. It was the newer one a couple years back. I was not having it.
Do you jump? Do you scream? Do you pee yourself? Do you
Well, I was with somebody at the time, so I basically buried my head into her armpit. So I was like, nope, don't want to see. I hear the music. Nope, it's coming. Something's coming.
You're like, I don't like this already.
It's like that fear of like doing the Jack in the Box. Like, it's coming. Yeah. Nope.
Okay. Is it over?
Or popping a can of biscuits.
Yeah.
But I also saw, what is it, War of the Worlds?
Oh, I didn't see that one.
So it was many years ago. I think I was in high school. Tom Cruise was in it. And okay. I didn't know it was kind of a scary, suspenseful movie. It's like aliens coming and killing, you know, and taking people.
Oh.
Based on like an old radio show back in like early days.
Oh, damn.
So I didn't know what it was. I thought, you know, action movie. And nice. I started watching. I'm like, no.
Like, is this the whole movie?
No, do not like. So it kind of, the reason I bring all that up is I found this list of things that people say, the mistakes they've made, they'll never do this again. It's like, I've done it once, I'll never do it again.
Oh.
Kind of situation. And I was wondering if you had a situation like that where you're like, never again, I'm never doing blank again.
Wow, that's a good one.
And so while you think about it, I'll read what some of the people said on theirs.
Okay.
One person said, I worked as a tower hand for a construction company, and I used to take off my lanyard and move between booms, which are 500 to 600 feet up. I would also slide down the outside legs untethered because it was faster than climbing down the ladder. I cringe when I think of there was zero chance of survival if I fell.
That's so scary. That made me think of one. There was like used to be like a bridge that like cars no longer drove on. I don't know. It's around here. I mean, this was years ago that I did this, but so it was like a busted up bridge, and I jumped off it, and I jumped off it twice into water. But I was trying to impress this dude. Oh my God, he was so hot. But you know, so they were all doing it, and I was like, oh yeah, I can do it. And so I did it, and then I was like cool about it. And then they were like, I bet you do it again or whatever. And I was like, oh yeah, I can do it once. I could do it again. And then I like landed wrong on my tailbone, and like because it was, I don't know how high up, but it was high up. So yeah, we landed in water. But if you're high up enough, that water hits and it hurts. And I was like, what the hell was I thinking? Because I was like, dude, I bet I could have like landed, if I landed really wrong, like something could have happened.
Well, like you already have like messed up knees and hips.
Oh yeah. And I was like, and my tailbone hurt for like a long time after that. And I was like, if I had landed any differently,
or like on your neck.
Yeah. Or if like I dove down and my head or something. Yeah, I was like, never
again.
And I was like, damn, having a crush on someone can be dangerous.
Oh, God. How about this one? This one's gross. I went down to the pantry of my grandma's house and ate 45-year-old peaches from a jar.
Oh!
Because they're canned and preserved, right? And he said, did you know that the human body is capable of ejecting peaches in the exact same form they were consumed? Me neither.
Oh, so we just like yacked them up?
Or the other way.
Maybe both at the same time.
Mm. this person says, I was in, I can't say it, somewhere in Iceland, and I was bar hopping and ended up in some sort of Viking metal bar. It wasn't really my scene, but I was having a when in Rome moment.
Yeah.
Anyways, at some point during the set, this super intimidating looking Viking dude calls for his thrall, and this woman comes out holding a vat of what I hope is sheep's blood. He reaches into the vat and smears the blood on his face while screaming something in Icelandic, and then flicks his hand, sending a little blood splatter to the crowd. I have never run out of a place so hard.
Dude, that is badass. I would so go to that bar.
The vegetarian would go to this bar.
I would, well, as long as like I didn't have to like rub the blood on me.
But what if it like landed on you by accident?
I would be frightened, but that is something to experience. That's like such a whole different cultural experience. Yes. Like, damn, is that how they do it in Iceland?
I think it might just be the metal heads.
That one bar.
Yeah. Oh, how about once I hooked up with a girl who claimed to be actively practicing a number of pagan rituals and religions, and also was somehow Buddhist. Like the people are like, I'm a Buddhist, but I'm also pagan. I feel like they just use it as like a cool, like they just say they're these things to be more appealing and cool. She ended up being pretty out there. She tried to put a bunch of horrifying curses on me and stuff like that. Never again, and as silly as it might be, I will always ask someone prior to sex if they claim to be or have had any point consider themselves to be, quote, spiritual beyond belief, the basic belief in God. And I'm not trying to mess with the occult.
Yikes. I mean, a lot of those people believe in those things. Like,
it gets a little weird.
A little and wild.
Like the people that are really super, super into astrology.
Oh, yeah.
See, like, I like reading the little pictures where it's like, here's what you would look like, Virgos, and like the cute little picture they draw with it. I'm like, oh, I like looking at that and like reading the things, but they're so vague and generic.
I know. It's funny because people post like something about like my sign or something. I'm like, yeah, you're right. And then people post something. What are we in Taurus month right now? Or something?
Yes.
So there's a lot of Tauruses, I guess, that I'm friends with on Instagram. So they'll be like, oh, this is such a Taurus. I'm like, literally, that's almost exactly what the Sagittarius thing said. Like, it's the same thing. Like,
it's funny because most of my like serious relationships have been with Taurus.
Oh,
and they say Virgos and Tauruses are like real.
It's a lot of their birthdays right now.
Right.
If you want to wish them a happy birthday? Nah. You're like, hell no.
No. I did think of one thing I will never do again. Like,
what?
Snowboarding.
Oh,
I did it once. I spent a lot of money and it was icy. It wasn't even like powder. So it was super hard. The person that was there trying to teach me, like, he wanted to snowboard really bad, so he wasn't really in teaching mode.
Yeah, he was like, I want to go now mode.
And so at one point, I'm just like, you know what? I'm just going to go back and get a hot chocolate and sit, because I had fallen and like I hit, like, really hurt my shoulder. Luckily, I didn't do any serious damage, but I couldn't lift my arm for, like, a week.
Oh, golly. Yeah, I was going to say, did you fall? Yeah. I've never done snowboarding or skiing.
No.
And I don't really have an interest to.
I mean, I'll go and, like, I want to go to the cabin, drink some cocoa, but I want to go tubing.
Yeah, inner tubing's hella fun.
Yeah, that sounds like awesome.
And
like
you
an
just
awesome
sit
time.
On your butt. No skill needed.
Right. Speaking of crazy temperatures, this person said, I had 103-degree temperature. I was sicker than a dog from the flu and constipated like nobody's business. I was miserable. So I took 4 fiber pills in the morning. That caused me to have hallucination fits for the next 5 hours. Desperate to get some sleep, I took an extra strength sleeping pill. I woke up 9 hours later, not constipated anymore, and with a whole house full of laundry to do.
Ew! She totally...
Or he.
Her bed or his bed.
Everywhere, because if they were kind of hallucinating and... They
and like didn't even
in their
know
sleep,
it, probably?
Yeah.
Dude, that is wild. That sucks.
Mm-mm.
And also, I hope you live alone.
Yes.
Because that's really embarrassing if you don't.
This person says, I was once in on a bet to do the apple juice challenge, where I had 30 minutes to drink a gallon of apple juice. Gross. Not too hard. Easy $5 to be made. Really, $5?
That's it?
Here's the thing. I don't feel like the human body is made to drink a gallon of anything that quickly. Water, milk, anything.
You would think 30 minutes, though. It does sound like a while.
Yeah, it's not.
Yeah.
You have to constantly be chugging. Not so much. What my jerk friends didn't tell me is that when you drink so much apple juice in such a small amount of time, it all needs to exit the body through the back door because apple juice has a lot of fiber, too.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. Lots of fiber. That's what they give, like, little kids when they're constipated.
Oh, I just thought little kids liked it.
Well, like that and, like, prune juice. What followed was the most intense volcano blasting, butt destroying hours of my life. It was like a fire hose spraying citric acid.
Oh, no.
I didn't complete the challenge. I lost $5 and I even paid for the apple juice. Never again. Apple juice. Never again. He's never drinking apple juice again.
Dude, at that rate, your friends should have just given you the $5 to be right.
Or
like,
paid for it all.
That.
Oh, God. No, thank you.
No,
like,
thank
I'm
you.
Never participating in anything that involves like drinking or eating so much or anything like that. Like I did in middle school, we used to do like the gross pizza eating contest where, so when we'd go get our pizza.
Yeah.
And they had like a little mini type salad bar. They had like peaches and like ranch and like other
oh,
like veggies
yeah, other
and stuff.
Really weird random stuff.
So we started putting like everything on our pizzas. And so we had to eat it as fast as we could. Like I competed against a dude, but his problem was he poured Mountain Dew and milk. And so the milk, like Mountain Dew caused the milk to curdle. So he did not have a good time.
Oh, that's disgusting.
I won.
Ew. I don't know if that's like a good thing to win.
I don't know. I was 12 and I didn't have a lot of friends. So
you crushed it.
I crushed it. But what is something that you guys will never do again?
I thought of one kind of with eating but it, or drinking. And I was like trying to do one of those like fasts where you just, you know, like, drink the cayenne lemon water pepper
yeah.
or whatever the hell it was. It's supposed to be really good for something. But part of it, what like you're supposed to like flush your system out. And mm-hmm. so you're supposed to have like a half a cup, like half a Red mm-hmm. Solo cup full of water. And my boyfriend told me to put 2 tablespoons of sea salt in it.
Oh, God, that's a lot.
And you're just supposed to chug it. So
did you violently throw up?
Guess what I almost did. I was drinking it and I was trying to drink it and I was like, Sarah, you gotta be trying to be healthy, you're trying to flush out the system, like this is gonna be so good for your body. And I like was so close to throwing up so many times that I only did half of it. And he comes home from work and I'm like, dude, I don't know how the hell people do this because I'm not a puker. And
no.
I was very close in puking multiple times. And then he Googled it and it was 2 teaspoons.
I was going to say, that's a lot.
Teaspoons of sea salt.
It's supposed to be basically a pinch.
And I put 2 tablespoons. Ugh. Oh, my. Oh, so I'm never.
No.
That and apple cider vinegar. Hell, F
no.
I don't care how freaking, quote unquote, almost made out the mic, good it is for you or not. That is disgusting taking a shot of that in the morning.
Side note, when people are like, I'm doing this cleanse to flush it out, I need to, you know, cleanse. Here's the thing. You have organs that do that. You're like, your body's already doing that. Those things don't work.
Yeah, no, they work. They flush you out for sure.
Because
you have like crap in you from like weeks. Like you still have like backed up crap from like a
actual
lot.
Crap.
Yeah, like
yeah.
actual crap.
Like then just do some Metamucil.
Yeah, but sometimes those cleanses are really good for you to like get everything out.
I don't
or
believe
just take
it.
Some laxatives.
Exactly. Like just take some, get some extra fiber in you, get it out. Because a lot of it is liquid. So yeah, maybe you get some fiber in there, but you're pretty much like, I've done those. I joined what is a pyramid scheme, basically.
Oh, nice.
For
those
like,
are great.
For like a month. And it was one
okay.
of those, like, if you join, like, if you don't like it, then you can return it and get all your money back, which
okay.
I did. It was one of those where they provide your meals and stuff, like shakes and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
It was so gross. And so I was losing weight, but I was so miserable. Like,
because it's like meal plans they give you too.
No, it's like you get your morning, your breakfast shake and your lunch shake, and you get a couple snacks, and the snacks are god awful.
Are they like, do they give you meals too? Or are they just
no,
like this?
It's just shakes and snacks. I mean, I'm sure you probably could get other stuff, but you have to get other people in. And if you get a certain amount of people, then all your food's basically free for the month. All your quote unquote
yeah.
food, your meals. And I was just so miserable because I'm like, I would rather be fat and not unhappy on the couch, just like waiting until my next meal time.
But your body was probably clean.
Well,
it was probably cleansed out
because there was nothing in there.
Exactly.
It was such a bad time. Yeah, I'm never doing a multi-marketing whatever scheme, pyramid scheme.
Yeah, see, I don't like those pyramids. I'm all about for like those kind of like give you the shake, give you this is your food. So because I'm not a chef either, so I don't mm-hmm. really like to cook, so I'm all down for having it all ready
there's,
for me.
There's a difference between a pyramid scheme,
but
which,
I don't like pyramid.
No.
yeah
yeah but
no,
there's actual
are,
companies and stuff that will mail it to you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's like
yeah.
a boxed week, like a weekly box or something.
I'm too awkward for pyramid schemes.
That, and it's just, like, it's, I don't believe in them. I've had many bad experiences with like my family members doing it, and it's just stop.
And then I feel like,
don't do it.
Well, then it's awkward because it's like your friends are doing it, and you're like, I don't want to get this crap.
Right.
But then they look at you as a bad friend. You're like, what? I think you're the bad friend for pressuring me to get this crap.
I'm like, for the people it works for, good for you, but it's just not.
Well, and then if you're hella high up and you got that pink car for some companies, that's
yeah, they're such,
pretty legit.
I've met some of those people. Like, I went to a thing where it's like, we're going to do facials. I'm like, oh, that's nice. But really, it was like, here's a couple products and you're going to do your facial yourself. You're basically washing your face with a room full of people you don't know.
Awkward.
And they spent like the first half hour, like basically talking about their company. I'm like, oh, so you're just, this is basically trying to get us to join.
Oh, that's so bad.
And I'm just like, ugh. And the lady was such a bitch. She was so, like, awkward. Because she was trying to get me to join. Because she's like, oh, do you guys all work at the same place? Like, oh, we do. I'm like, I don't. I work, you know, here. Like, well, how much do you make?
I'm like, ew. I don't even know you.
I'm like, she was so aggressive about it. So it gave me a bad taste in my mouth.
Like, oh, yeah.
To any of that. So, anywho.
If you do it, good for you. You are...
Do not hit me up.
Don't hit us up, but damn.
Good you for you. Are, if you can make it work.
And if you can, yeah, if you can hustle like that, good for you.
Anywho, but we'll see you guys next time.
Bye.